Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the show today. This is Lalisa J. Williams, and I am the E-Power Coach. The E-Power Coach stands for empowerment. We want to empower you today. We want to empower you with information and with tools that will help you achieve your dream. We really want to help you get the life that you want, the life that you desire, the life that you've been dreaming of. You see, I believe that it's possible, and more than that, I know it's possible, and I'm going to unlock a secret on the show tonight that will help you achieve your dream. You know, it's an exciting part of life to really be living your dream. I just can't tell you how excited I am that I'm able to do this show. This is my passion. It is just one of my passions. I do have several, but motivating others, empowering others, inspiring others is truly one of my passions. And one of the ways you can tell is because it really is everything that I do. Everywhere I go, everything that I'm involved in, at the end of the day, it's all about empowering others, inspiring others, and motivating others. And I believe that you also have a desire, you have a passion, you have that thing that is so deep inside of you that it won't let you sleep at night. And every year and every month, you tell yourself over and over, this month I'm going to do it. And that month goes by, and another month goes by, and several quarters go by, and then we're into a new year, and you say, you know, this year is going to be my year. I mean, how many of you were like me last year, 2008? We were, it's 2008, you know, it's going to be great, going to do great things, and, you know, it's the year of new beginnings, and we were all excited, and we begun some things, and we started some things, and we're excited, and we're very happy and pleased about the things that we've been able to accomplish in last year and in prior years. But here we are again at the beginning of another awesome opportunity, 2009. And like so many of us are saying, it's your time to shine. It is your time to rise and shine. No matter what tried to hold you back last year, no matter what is trying to remind you that you can't make it, well, you have to be able to talk to yourself, and you have to be able to tell yourself, no, 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 I'm going to rise, and I'm going to shine in this year. So our topic for tonight is the secret to achieving your dreams. Now, as you're listening to the show, you might want to get, you know, some pencil, a pen, and some paper, you know, take some notes. You can always go back and listen to the show. But I am sure and I hope that this is a show that, because of the kinds of fulfillment that we're going to be talking about here in the show today and the type of success, that this will be a show that you will want to listen to more than once and also to pass it on to others. You know, that's the beauty about a show that's motivating. You know, it can motivate you out of a slump. It can motivate you out of depression. It can motivate you out of being oppressed. And, you know, all of us face things in our lives that knock us off, you know, balance sometimes, or, you know, sets us back or causes us to be a little down or, you know, a little depressed here and there. But it's nothing like a jolt of motivation to come and to move us on. And that's the beautiful thing about motivation. But motivation has to come from within inside. And motivation is that thing that directs us and guides us to the goal that we want to achieve and we want to reach in life. And so we're going to be talking about a little bit of all of that in the show tonight. But when I talk about success, when we talk about achieving your dreams, and, you know, what are we really talking about? And, you know, these are some of the questions we want to also bring up tonight. Just what are we really talking about? What do we mean? What do I mean when I say, you know, the secret to achieving your dreams? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean by that. And again, I just want to welcome you to the show, however you tuned into this. If you happen to be listening to it live, we're recording live right here, and I'm on the East Coast, and you may be all the way in another continent. You may be in another part of this country. But whatever time of day it is for you, we just want to say welcome, and we're glad you made it to the show today and that you're not here by accident. This is no accident that you've tuned into this show, that this is a divine purpose for your life, for you to tune in and to get this secret to achieving your dreams. And what I mean by that is that there's been something on the inside of you that has been asking, that has been seeking guidance, been seeking direction. And if you have direction, you know, a lot of people, you know, they know where they want to go and they really do know what their dreams are and they really do know what their God-given purpose is. But sometimes the problem that they lack support. They lack that person that's going to come alongside of them just to give them that encouragement, that motivation, that push when you feel like giving up. Believe me, you, I've been there where I felt like giving up. I remember I was working on my MBA, and I had worked hard on those 50-something credit hours, you know, night after night, test after test, term paper after term paper, group project after group project. I mean, after a while, it just begins to be to a point where you say, I'm done with this, you know, and, you know, it takes a long time, and then you don't have that piece of paper at the end of the tunnel. And I remember my very last semester, I was getting my MBA. I was ready to give up. I was burned out, and I didn't even realize I was burned out. And I was so burned out that I didn't even want the piece of paper. In my mind, I had convinced myself that it wasn't worth what all I had gone through. I was on the very, very last semester. And this is what I mean when I say that sometimes it's important to have someone come alongside of you that can say, you know what, keep going. Don't end the race. Don't give up now. Sure enough, I got to the point as I was working on my MBA, I said, I'm done. That's it for me. And I quit. I just basically stopped going to school. And I'll never forget a coworker at that time. I was working at another place, and the person came into my office, and we began to talk, and I began to share with her. You know, she began to look around my office and see I had my associate degree, you know, up on the wall, and I had my bachelor's degree hanging there. And she began to talk to me about my accomplishments and about school. And I says, yeah, I gave that up. You know, I just couldn't, I just got tired. And she just gave me a look like, are you crazy? And we talked about it. I was like, Errol, it was not this, this and that. She says, you know what? You are crazy. You need to finish that degree no matter what. Look how far you've come. And that's all it took. I went to school the next night. I, you know, was able to make up all the coursework that I had missed because I stopped going to school for like 2 weeks. And for me, 2 weeks, that was a lot because I was taking 4 classes. So I was literally in school every night of the week. So to miss 2 weeks was critical. But I went back and I made up all the work and I was able to finish and get my MBA. So I just want to give a shout out to Adrienne Congleton. She, if she ever listens to this, she'll know who she is. But I really do have her to thank for me getting that MBA because I had quit. I had given up. So when I talk about the secret to achieving your dreams, believe me, you, I think I know something about it. And, you know, I have to just add one more part to that. You know, Adrienne was not a family member. She was not a close friend. I knew her from the job. We had only been knowing each other a couple years. You know, and my own family members who I told that I was quitting school really didn't say much. They pretty much, you know, okay, it's what you want to do, it's what you want to do. So when I say that there are people who need to come alongside of us, who gives us that unconditional push, like they're not looking to get anything out of it, they do not have any ulterior motives. It's just that they understand the journey that you're on. And so maybe I could just be that for someone tonight. It's just to be your push, to be that motivator, to motivate you. So when I say you've tuned into this show, it's not by accident or happenstance that you are in the right places. I know sometimes, you know, we tune into these various blog talk radio shows and what have you, and we listen to people who are motivational speakers and coaches and life coaches, and we say, well, I'm doing that too. And we think, what can I learn from that person? I already know what they're talking about because I think that too sometimes. But then there's that other voice in me that says, no, you tuned into that person's show for a reason. And so keep listening, you know, even though you think, well, I know what they're going to say. And it's not always about what someone's going to say. Sometimes it's about the spirit of what someone is doing, you know? So anyway, I just thought I would put that out there and just want to welcome you to the show again. Now, when we talk about the secret to achieving your dream, I am going to go over 6 parts to this secret. So it's secret, singular, but there are 6 parts to the secret to achieving your dreams. And I'm going to list them one by, you know, one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And it's the secret to achieving your dreams is in 6 parts. Now, when it comes to success, I mean, achieving your dreams is about living a successful life. But in order to live a successful life, you have to know what makes our lives successful. Because, I mean, everybody talks about success. You know, what does it mean? Owning a home, having to, you know, achieve greatness in your education. Is it having, you know, wealth, financial wealth, physical wealth, and other types of things? What exactly do we mean by the word success? Well, if you do your research, there's so many different meanings to the word success. And so what I'm going to do right now is operationalize my definition for success, what I'm talking about when I say success. And the operational definition for success for me is, this is the one that I operate from within. That's what we mean by operationalize. This is the one I'm operating with, and so I can explain it to you so you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And the success, the kind of success I'm talking about, it's 3 parts. It gives you 3 things. It gives you peace. And now a lot of us can understand peace right now because a lot of people in our economic times right now, they just don't have peace. And there's a lot of people because of our social climate right now. You know, there's a lot of drugs, gangs, a lot of people, you know, doing things that are unsavory. Lots of negative things happening in our society today. Our educational system needs help. Our criminal system needs help. Our medical system needs help. Our environment needs help. You know, there's so many areas that we could talk about. But peace allows us to not get sidetracked from our goals and our purpose and living our dream. Peace allows us to understand that there is still hope, regardless of what's happening, and it allows us to still grow and to expand and to achieve greatness. And so then there's the peace is one part of the success that I'm talking about. Then there's a part to the success that I'm talking about that is joy. Having true joy in everything that you do, having joy in where you are in life, having joy in where you're going. Now let me just back up to having joy where you are. Because a lot of people, that's one of our biggest problems, is being joyful in where we are. Sometimes I have found that people get so hurried to get to the next place that they never see joy in their life. Because in order to experience joy, there's really only one way to do that, and that is to be happy with where you are. See, most people think that joy comes out of getting the next thing. But the next thing is causing you work, stress, and frustration. And so to have joy in your life, we have to learn how to both achieve at the same time enjoying where we are. And I know that probably, you know, sounds a bit tricky, but it really is critical and important that you learn how to do that. And that's you learn how to both strive and achieve, but at the same time, enjoy where we are. And so in other words, we have to learn how to be content in our situations. Even when everything is not going our way, we have to still learn how to be content. I think back on one of my jobs that I had. I was so discontented, and as long as I was in discontent, that's as long as I stayed in that job. I tried everything I could to get out, but there was no open door. There was no open door, no open window. There was not a crack in the wall. There was no way I could get out. It wasn't until I accepted where I was and learned to be content. Now, when you're content, you can tell because you begin to thrive in the place that you are in. And that's how you know you're content. You're not sitting there with a frown on your face. You're not being mean to your customers or your clients. You're not doing your work, you know, poorly. That's not content. And some people think they're content because they stay in a place, but that doesn't mean you're content. Content is a state of your heart. It's how you feel. And so this definition that I have is I'm operationalizing my definition of success. We're talking about having peace, having joy, and then the last part of that is to be fulfilled, is to truly be fulfilled, to really truly feel as though you're happy. You are you're enjoying where you are. You are successful because what you're doing is satisfying your inner, your intrinsic motivators. You know, intrinsically, you're happy. That's where the fulfillment comes from. It's based on that intrinsic motivation, that thing that's within us that satisfies us. It's not coming from what people do on the outside. Is someone telling us we're doing a great job or someone telling us that we're great and we're wonderful? No, that intrinsically we know we're doing good and we feel good because we're fulfilled. We're happy. We've found our purpose in life and we're living our purpose. So if you really want to know the secret to achieving your dream, it starts with you have to be okay with becoming a success. Because your creator created you to be a success. And so you have to kind of want that, okay? So I just wanted to put that out there before I give you these points. And it all starts tonight. And this is part one. We are going to do other parts to this because it is a lot of information to give out all in one setting. And I really want to kind of just, you know, take my time and work through this and also to give you all an opportunity to ask questions and to receive help. So the first part of this secret to achieving your dream, the first thing that you absolutely have to do is you have to have what I call is thought management. Thought management. And what that means is that you have to be able to control your thoughts and control what you're thinking and control what you believe. Because if you're going to achieve your dream, the first thing, you have to be able to believe that dreams do come true. And the way to believe that dreams do come true is based on controlling our thoughts and our beliefs. You know, it goes back to when we're kids, and that's where we build up our belief systems, and which is a form of thoughts. Where our thoughts are, you know, come to us based on prior experiences and based on our beliefs and what we know. So if we take control of our thoughts, then what will happen is over time and as we grow older, and it could happen, you know, anywhere along the way of our life, but typically research has shown that it happens to people that, you know, once we get older, you know, older in our lives, then we can really realize that our dreams do come true. Now, every now and again, you'll see, you know, the 5-year-olds and the 7-year-olds and the very, very young kids have a dream and live it out. You know, you'll talk to people in their 20s and they'll tell you, you know, I've had this dream ever since I was 3. Or I had this, you know, I've been wanting to do this all my life. And welcome to the show, Mentor Mamie. How are you? So glad that you could join us tonight. And so I see you there in the chat room. They popped out and they popped in and popped back out, so maybe they'll pop back in. But nonetheless, some people, they realize that they know what their dream is. But for some of us, we don't really know how we got to the point where we believe in our dreams or we don't. So what I'm saying is now, as thought-managed adults, we can manage our thoughts, and now we can take control of that. And so we can say, you know, wait a minute, I've had a dream all my life of being an entrepreneur, or I had a dream all my life in being a college professor, or I used to dream about, you know, owning my own dance studio and being a choreographer or being a music instructor or an artist or what have you, you know. So, but now that we are older and we've gotten some training and some experiences under our belt and some knowledge and information under our belt, well, we can go back and we can dig those dreams up and we can expose those dreams to the right thing, and then we can achieve our dream, thereby becoming a success, thereby leading us to a life that is peaceful and joyful and one that is fulfilled, where we're truly fulfilled human beings. And it's at that point that we can really begin to make a difference in the lives of other people. You know, it's really hard to help someone else get fulfilled and you're not. You know, a lot of people think that they're great motivators and they think that, you know, they're great coaches and these things, but unfortunately, the truth is they really aren't. And part of the, and it's just a very simple problem that could be fixed, but part of the problem is that they're not truly fulfilled. They're not truly at peace and they don't truly have joy. Because if you're going to really help someone else live their dream, achieve their dream, achieve greatness and be empowered, you have to be able to pass that on to them. It's an impartation. And how can you pass on what you yourself don't have? And so this peace, joy, and fulfillment thing is critical to the secret to achieving your dream. But you'll never reach that if you don't manage your thoughts and believe first and foremost that dreams do come true. In other words, why settle for being a nurse when as a child you dreamed of being a doctor? You know, why settle for being an entertainer, a marketing person, you know, in the entertainment industry when as a child you dreamed of being an actor? And so we're talking about going very, 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 very deep. Now, most of this will be a process, and so it will be over time. It may not happen overnight. As a matter of fact, it won't happen overnight. But it starts with that, with believing for that dreams do come true. You really do have to believe that dreams come true. I can't express that enough. Okay, so that's the first part to the secret to achieving your dreams. Now, the second part to this that you need to be able to do is that you have to be able to draw your dreams from your God-given purpose. Now, a lot of people, and we're happy, a lot of people now, you know, realize that they were created for some unique purpose and they're happy about that purpose. And so this person, you know, there's a time when, you know, it comes that we're thankful that, you know, people want their purpose. You know, the secret is out now. You have a purpose. You have a God-given purpose. So whoever created you, whoever you believe in as your higher power, you have a purpose in life, a unique purpose that's uniquely you. In other words, it has your name on it. It, you know, it has your DNA. It has your fingerprints. You know how fingerprints are just like everybody has fingers and everyone has fingerprints, but no two people's fingerprints are alike. So, yes, everyone has a purpose. You have a purpose. I have a purpose. We all have a purpose, you know, but no two people's purpose is going to be exactly the same. It may be similar, but it won't be exactly the same. And so that's why we don't ever have to be jealous of anyone. You know, it's so funny. Some people are jealous of other people because they can do things that they can't do. But why? You can do the things that you can do. You know, there's no reason to be jealous of anyone. You have a purpose, too. Now, you may get jealous because a person spent the time and energy and effort to expose their purpose, to expand their purpose, to live their purpose. You could be jealous of that. But we don't ever have to be jealous of someone else having a purpose because you have one, too. It's like you don't have to be, you know, jealous of a person who has education because you have a mind. And all you have to do is put your mind to action, and you can have anything you put your mind to. There you go. Okay, so first we said thought management. The second one is to draw your dream from your God-given purpose. So in other words, in order to find out your God-given purpose, you just have to go and ask God. It's very simple. I know people make it so hard and so complicated. No, it's very simple. Or your creator, or your higher power, or the trees, whoever you believe to, you just go and ask them, what's my purpose? If you believe in the universe, if that's your God, then you go talk to the universe. If money is your God, well, I don't know if that'll work, but for some people, it may work for them. But I know I can only tell you what works for me and the people that I know. that they go to their higher power and you seek your higher power for direction, and then you take your dream from what they've shown you as your purpose. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, our purpose. But again, I just want to welcome you to the show. If you have any questions, you can easily reach me. I have a website, brandnewbeginnings.org, or you can visit my website, lalisajwilliams.com. And through both of those websites, you'll have contact email, contact phone number. I would be glad to answer any of your questions, or I'd be willing to come and hold a seminar or a session, or, you know, to help to coach you to reaching and achieving your dreams in life. But achieving our dreams is a serious thing because, you know, we don't want to leave this earth not having fulfilled what we were put here to fulfill. We were all put here to fulfill something, regardless of how sidetracked we got, regardless of what problems and circumstances and challenges that have come our way, we're still responsible to achieving that dream that was put in us by our Creator. And that's what I want to help you with. I want to help you achieve your dream. I've achieved my dreams in life, and I want to help other people achieve their dreams. Now, the third thing that's a part, the third part of the secret to achieving your dreams, remember I said, yes, it's the secret to achieving your dreams, but the secret has six key parts to it. And we've already discussed two. Now, the third part is you have to have purposeful intentions. In other words, the thing that we're intending to do, whether it's get married, move to a particular city, state, or country, if we're, you know, desire, if our intention is to be single or to be married or to be in a relationship, to be in a relationship for how long, to be in a relationship with who, it should have a purposeful intention. And so what this would cut down on is wasting time cleaning up a lot of mess, because a lot of times when our intentions, and I've found this for my life, when I'm not purposeful about my intention, it turns out being a bad decision, a poor choice, you know, a mistake that I then later have to spend time fixing and cleaning up, valuable time that I really don't have time to waste. And so today I can talk about a purposeful intention. And I can talk about the seriousness of that and how important that is. So the third part of the secret to achieving your dreams is to have purposeful intentions. And that's okay, because we're already drawing our dream from our God-given purpose. So by this time, we know what our purpose is, and now we should be able to put forth purposeful intentions. Now, the next one that I want to talk about, after purposeful intentions, I want to talk for a little bit about how to align your gifts, your talents, your skills, and your abilities. I call it tasks, your tags. Align your tags with your God-given purpose. And TAG is the acronym for talents, abilities. Talents, abilities, your gifts, and your skills, T-A-G-S. Now, how do you align your tags with your God-given purpose? So it starts with, you take your piece of paper, it's like when children, you know, when they draw and they make pictures and they're creative. Because if the secret to one of the, you know, the what's tied up with all of this, you know, the secret to achieving your dreams, some of the other things we're going to talk about in the subsequent shows, is that in order to do this, you know, you have to be creative. You have to unleash that creativity in you, and that you're a creator. Okay, you were made in the image of creation. So, I mean, look at our bodies, look at our systems. You know, they all have a process to them. Someone had to create them. And so aligning your gifts, your talents, your skills and abilities, what I call tags, aligning them with your God-given purpose. So let's just say you discover that your purpose is to help children. and that's all you know about your purpose. You may not know exactly how you're going to help children. That could be anywhere from having a child care center to helping children who have disabilities, to helping children, you know, with their education, to helping children in entertainment or academics or any other way. But you just know that you have this, you know, your purpose is to help children. So what you do at that point is that you begin to look at your tags, your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your skills, and you just write them down. As a matter of fact, get your pencil and paper out right now if you have it out already, and just draw, just take a clean sheet of paper, and just draw like a straight line down the middle. And on one side, list your tags, your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your skills on one side, all the ones that you know of. And then on the other side, ask someone that's very close to you, that's been knowing you a very long time, or it could be people that haven't known you that long, but they spend a lot of time with you, and just kind of ask them, what do they see as your tags? And then list those, and then compare your two lists. But now be careful, you know, when you ask other people, you see, because sometimes they see things that are not there, and sometimes they see things that are there, and, you know, like the Johari window, we all have that window that we can't see, but other people can see it. So we absolutely have to ask other people, what do they see? Now, after you do this, you align your gifts and your skills and your abilities and your talents with your purpose. So you look at what gifts do you have. Are you gifted with communications? Just imagine a person who has the gift of gab, as we say. They're great. They can just walk up and talk to anyone. They're not fearful. They're not afraid. They can seem to hold a conversation with a rank stranger. They have no problem. Well, this person might realize that, you know, if my purpose is working with children, you can go so many ways with that. You know, children need to communicate. You can do little puppet shows with them, depending on the age group. You know, you can teach communication skills, okay? So this is how you would begin to start discovering what your gifts. Look at what you do well, okay? A lot of times your gifts are things that you're just naturally good at doing, you know. You didn't really practice it, you know, you didn't really go for a lot of training, you're just able to do it. It's a gift that was given to you. You didn't ask for it, you know, you didn't sit up and pray, oh, I hope I'm able to do that. That's just what you do, and you do it well. Now, our talents are also qualities that we have in us, like some people have, you know, talent, like some people are able to just get before an audience and perform, and they do really well, and the audience is really pleased and satisfied and intrigued and enlightened. You know, they have a talent of some sort. You may have a talent for music. You may have a talent for reading. You may have a talent for cooking. You may have a talent for relationships, getting people together, working things out. You may have a talent for solving problems. Now also, you can have your skills, and skills are those things that you're able to do. And if you're skilled in an area, possibly you've been trained in that area. Your skill is an area that, you know, you've worked on it and you've gotten it better and better and better over time. It's been improving. Like some people have leadership skills. They work toward the skill. They might notice the skill is small, but they work on the skill, and it becomes better and better over time. And then there are our abilities. What do we have the ability to do? For instance, I mean, I could have a wonderful desire, let's just say, to play basketball. But now what are my physical, my mental, and my emotional abilities? Do they fit in? You know, we all have our own personalities. Like, okay, let's just say a person who wants to be a nurse or anything in the medical field. You know, I could go to a science class and I can learn the anatomy of the body and things like that. So I could possibly have some skill there. And I might even have some talent. Maybe my hand, I'm very, you know, steady when I cut, you know, my meat or something. However, mentally, emotionally, I'm not able. I don't have the ability to, you know, see a lot of blood and to, you know, cut open someone's chest or their abdomen. I wouldn't be able. I just don't have the ability for that. I could have the skill, but not the ability. Same thing with basketball. You know, I could love basketball, but I just, you know, I'm too short. My arms, I don't throw that hard. You know, I just don't have the ability to do it. I don't have the physical ability to do it. So, you know, but once you've discovered what yours are, and another thing that we have to look at when it comes to our skills and our, you know, abilities and all these, that, again, we want to align them with our God-given purpose. And so I think I've done four, so I have two left to do, and it looks like I'm going to have enough time in the hour-long show today to go over those next two, and I'm so glad you did tune in, and I just want to go back over the first four. For those of you who might have just tuned into the show, we have the number one part to this secret to achieving your dream is that thought management, and that means that you have to believe that your dreams do come true. The second thing you have to have is you have to draw your dreams from your God-given purpose, and then you have to have purposeful intentions, and number four, you must align your gifts, your talents, your skills, and abilities with your God-given purpose. And I call these your tags, your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your skills. And you must align those with your God-given purpose. Because remember, we don't want you to let your dream die. And if your dream has died, then we want you to resurrect that dream. And in order to do that, I'm saying to you, if you put this secret into play, you will achieve your dreams in life. I know firsthand, and before I go on to give you the last two, I can say firsthand, I have achieved my dreams. I've seen people achieve their dreams. I've achieved dreams in every major area of my life. In my finances, I'm on the way there. I'm getting there. I don't have exact, it's not all the way, but I'm getting there. I'm so close, it's not funny. But my home, I have a beautiful home. I have so achieved my dreams in my home. I have achieved it before I even realized that I was achieving dreams, because I've been living in this house now 12 years. It's a beautiful house. I wouldn't even move out of this house. It is perfect for me. It is perfect for my husband. It is perfect for our lifestyle and the things that we are doing. Now, and remember what I said, I feel successful. Why? Because I have joy, peace, and I'm fulfilled. Now, another area that I have achieved my dreams is in my relationships, in my marriage. For years, my relationships were horrible. They were the worst. Every single relationship I had was nothing but misery. Misery, misery. I don't care how cute he was, how fine he was, how sexy he was, how much money he had, they were all just fruitless, and it was a waste of my time, other than it's taught me that there are a lot of times you can get into an unfruitful relationship, so I have that information to pass on to other women, possibly others, to help them, but other than that, it's just a waste of my time. However, it did make me grow in many, many areas. So by the time I met my husband, I was 32. We're in March, this coming March, we'll be married 19 years. And so I love my marriage now. I have my dream marriage. And I'm saying that you can achieve your dreams in your marriage, in your home life, and in your career. So the third place that I've achieved my ultimate, no, four, that's three I gave you, fourth place I've achieved my ultimate dreams in my career. So I'm online, I'm doing training, this is absolutely my dream career. My job that I get paid to do every day, Monday through Friday, is a training job. And so I just couldn't ask for more. I just want to stop to welcome Inspired One to the show. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I know we only have a few minutes left, but this has just been an exciting topic. I'm so happy to talk about this topic. I think I'm going to be talking about this topic for the rest of the year. I just absolutely love it because I've been able to, like I said, achieve my dreams in those key areas of my life. And again, my job, my career, education, I am so living my dream that it's not funny. I mean, having been a high school dropout, not going back to college until I was age 32, starting at the very lowest level that is out there, which is an associate degree, starting at some of the various lowest level courses. I'll never forget zero level math classes where literally we were doing fractions, and to now be working on a PhD, and this is after having achieved the MBA where I had to do calculus. You know, that's amazing to me. But that's my dream. My dream was to get the highest level of education that is known to the United States of America, and that would be the PhD. They may come up with something higher, you know, in another year or two, or who knows, later. But for right now, the PhD is the ultimate highest level of academia that a person can achieve, and I'm almost there. I have one class left to take before I move on into my comps and then the dissertation, and as they say, the rest is history. And so I've lived my dream. I'm living my dream. I achieved this from coming from nothing. You know, sometimes it's not about how far we go, but it's how far we come. You know, coming from the projects, coming from the inner cities, the ghettos of Cincinnati, Ohio, coming from the background that I came from, ex-prostitute, having been molested for 13 years of my life from age 5 to age 18, having spent time in a county jail. You know, I went through hell. I've been through the worst kind of life, having been homeless, you know, moving to New Jersey with no place to live, you know, the embarrassment and the stigma from my life. I thought I would never achieve success or my dreams. I never imagined that I would get to this level in my life, but I'm here today. I'm standing fast, and I am going to show everyone and motivate everyone who wants to be motivated. So let me move on to these last two of the six parts to the secret to achieving your dreams. Now, number 5 is that you have to be focused. You have to have focused attention, because a lot of research has shown through surveys and asking people questions, we found that what you focus on, you make big. And so, you know, a lot of times we used to think that, well, if you know your weaknesses and you focus on your weakness, you can, you know, make your weakness better. Well, that probably was working for a while. But now what we found is, why do that when you can focus on your strengths and make them bigger? Because the truth of the matter is, whatever you focus on is going to become larger. You know how that is. When you have a problem and you spend time watching the problem, it just gets bigger and bigger. So what we do is we want to have focused attention. And what we want to do is we want to focus our attention on our success. We want to focus it on our dream. We don't want to focus on the things that we've lost in life. We don't want to focus on the things that, you know, brought harm to our lives. And we want to focus on, how can I turn it around? We want to focus on solutions, not the problem. I guess I could put it like that. Like in my life, you know, for a long time, I just focused on, you know, why wasn't I born here? And why couldn't my parents be like that? And why did I have to have so many siblings? Had it been just one or two of us, well, had it been one or two, I wouldn't be born because I'm the third oldest. But, you know, I used to think all while I was a child growing up, I thought, why could my mother just have stopped at the three of us? And we would have had more food, more clothes, more activities, and more things to do. But the reality is, it's not about what we don't have. Well, we've got to start focusing on what we do have. And there's so many people, they focus on what they've lost. You know, why did the husband leave? Why did the wife leave? Why did the children, you know, why did they leave? Why, you know, why? And you know, you got to turn that why around and say, you know, why not start over? Why not reinvent myself? You know, why not start a business? Why not write a book? Why not write poetry? You know, why not move to a new city, a new state, a new town? So, because whatever we focus on, we're making it big. And so in this next to the last part of the secret, you have to, and this is the secret to achieving your dream, you have to focus your attention. Okay, like for me, I focused my attention from 1998, I focused my attention on everything that I'm doing today. All the dreams that I told you about, the dreams of my career, the dreams of my marriage, the dream of the house that I'm living in, the dream, you know, all of that I began to focus my attention on. You know what? I got to make sure I pay my mortgage. I got to make sure, you know, at least that my credit is good enough that my mortgage, I can get the mortgage and keep the mortgage. And I had to make sure of all these different things, and that is what you have to do when you focus your attention. And a lot of people, you know, we just want to go haphazardly through life, and that's just not good. We really need to focus our attention on what we want and where we're going and focus it on the future. Now, the last part of the secret to achieving your dream, we said it was six parts, and I've given already five of those parts. And so, and I'll recap toward the end of the show, but the last one that I want to talk about tonight is that you have to be taking results-oriented action. You know, some people, and I'll say that again, results-oriented action. And let me say this, some people just, you know, they say, you know, take action, and did you take action? You got to take action, 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 and what can happen is we can just end up in a tailspin, just taking a bunch of actions. And then we can get burned out and we can get tired and we can start feeling depressed, like, what have I achieved at the end of the day, at the end of the year? What have I accomplished? I took a lot of action because everybody kept saying action, action, action. You know, then 5 years goes by, you know, and you're like, you look around and you add up, what do I have at the end of the time? And so what I'm proposing for people to do is not to just take action, but take results-oriented action. Now, you may not make the target every time, okay? But if you take result-oriented action, you're going to end up with a result that you at least calculated. It's like what business owners do, right? We call it calculated risk. So some people think, oh, owning your business, you got to take too many risks. They take risks. They're special people because they take risks. Well, the risk they're taking is a calculated risk. Like they knew they were going to lose this, this, or that. Or they knew that they would have to wait for this, this, and that. It's just like a person who decides to go to college versus doing something else, you know, short term. Well, the college, they understood it was going to take them 5 years of sacrifice, blah, blah, blah. So what we're saying is that in the results-oriented action, this is where you don't just take action, but you look to actually pursue actions that have the result in mind. It's almost like what Stephen Covey, if you remember him, you're right, the author of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and many other books, but he talks in there, one of his seven habits is that you have to begin with the end in mind. And as a trainer, one of the courses that we take in my PhD program is called Return on Investments. And that whole course is about the result of the action that you took for to help your company. In their sense, they're talking about helping your company or helping your organization. But I'm talking about in helping yourself. I mean, the reality is we are our own organization. You know, my success is up to me, you know, for me to achieve my dream and to become fulfilled, to have peace, to have joy, for me to have the desires that I have deep in my heart. Sometimes our desires and our dream is so buried, so deep, that it's going to take us a very, very long time to find it. But I'm telling you, with this process that I've given you tonight, it's going to cut years and years and years, because it took me 30 years to figure all of this out. And what I'm saying is, what took me 30 years to figure out, I'm giving it to you in a one-shot deal, okay? And, you know, in 60 minutes, you're hearing something that it took me 30 years of research to figure out and to put together, and then, you know, another 5 years to be able to articulate it. But results-oriented, hello and welcome to the show, guest 2685. We still have several minutes to the show, so please feel free to call in 347-945-7991 if you want to make a comment or you have a question. I'd be glad to take your call. Talking tonight about the secret to achieving your dream. And we started out by reminding people that the secret has six parts to it, and I've gone over the six parts. And the first part is that you have to have thought management. You have to be able to manage your thoughts and believe that dreams do actually come true. That's number one. Number two, you have to draw your dreams from your God-given purpose. Number three, you have to have purposeful intentions. In other words, you have to think about what it is you're intending to do. Number four, you have to align your gifts, talents, skills, and abilities with your God-given purpose. And then four, you have to have focused attention. Focus your attention, because what you focus on, you make big. And so you want to take your attention and not waste your time focusing on something that you're really not going to use. It's really not going to be a major part of your life, so don't focus on that, especially a problem. Because typically the reality is that we want problems to go away, right? Everybody wants their problems to go away. So why focus on them? Because by focusing on them, you're going to make them bigger. And then they become and consume more parts of your life. So don't focus on your problem. You focus on any solution, okay? Because whatever we focus on, we make big, right? So then the concept is, as I focus on the solution, then the solution is going to get bigger. As the solution grows, the problem will diminish. It will decrease as the solution increases. So that's what I did with education. My problem was a lack of education. So I focused on, the solution was to get a college degree. And as I continued to grow in my college degree and that solution, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I certainly want to welcome also guest number 26, well, we got 2685 and 2695. Sorry there, I didn't see the other guest, but certainly welcome to the show. Hope you're enjoying it tonight. Please feel free to call the number that you see in the chat room if you have a question or a comment. Or you can call me personally. My cell phone number is 908-432-1853. You can call if you have a comment or a question. I am a motivational speaker. I'm here tonight to motivate people to live the secret to achieving their dream. I'm certainly living my dream. I believe there are many, many other people who want to live their dream in areas of their life, like their relationship, whether you're married or unmarried. You want to live your dream job or career. You want to live dream in your financial life. You want to live dream in your home. You know, we all want the American dream, and we all have a right to it. You know, we have a right to life and the pursuit of happiness. And so we were talking today about the secret to achieving your dream. And then the last one I was talking about was the results-oriented action, taking actions with the result in mind ahead of time. For instance, when you have done all these other things, you've had purposeful intentions, you've managed your thoughts, and you're not allowing the negative thoughts to take you over. You know, while I was working on my degree, a lot of times thoughts would come, you know, you're not going to be successful. You know, you're not going to be able to make it. You're going to run out of money. You're going to have this problem, that problem, that problem. And, you know, a lot of negative thoughts could come our way. But you know what? We're not going to focus on those. We're going to focus on the positive. We're going to manage our thoughts. And we're going to achieve our dreams because we deserve it. It's what we are here for. Dreams do come true. You can do what I've done and what so many other people have done. And remember, this is 2009, and it is your time to shine. It is your time to say, you know what, I'm going to go for it. You know, it's just like, you know, what people do when they play sports. You know, I'm going to go for it. It's the same principle that people take their money and play the lottery. And they say, well, you have a dollar and a dream, right? And so we're just doing the same thing. They're gambling on the lottery and they're going for it, so why shouldn't we go for our dream? Anybody that takes a dollar, their last earned dollar, and plays the lottery hoping for the dream. You know, that's why Americans especially cannot convince me that they don't believe in dreams and that they don't want to live a dream, because the state of our lottery in this country, you know, shows us that people do want to live a dream. They want the dream life. Why else would you, you know, put your money into something that you're hoping is going to make you millions? Because why? We think that it's going to give you all the things that I've talked about in this show today. We think it's going to give us peace, think we're going to have joy, and we think we're going to be fulfilled. And what I'm saying is nothing wrong with wanting to live your dream. I'm all for that. You know, I want to live my dream. That's why I'm living it. That's why I did the six parts that I've just told you about. That's why I did that, because I want to live my dream too. Now, I may not want to approach it the way a person who goes to play the lottery. They're approaching it from a different mindset. And that's why I said the very first part to this secret to achieving your dream is that you have control and manage of your thoughts. And I'm saying you can have your dreams, you can live your dream in all of these areas of your life by doing these things. Number one, believing that dreams come true. Number two, drawing your dream from your God-given purpose. Now, a person might say, well, my God-given purpose is to win the lottery. Fine. I say there's absolutely, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If that's your God-given purpose, go for it. But at the end of the day, was it a purposeful intention? At the end of the day, what did you get from it? What did you get out of it? And that's where I'm coming from with this. Because these parts that I'm telling you, when you do this, at the end of the day, you will have the result. Why? Because remember, the six part are the result-oriented actions that you take. And every action that you take, you're looking for a result. It may not come back right away, but the result is guaranteed to come. Now, you may play the lottery, and you may get nothing back from that. You may win $40, $100, $1,000. But see, when you have a result-oriented action toward your dream, remember, this is the dream that you're going to take some time and discover what it is. You're going to align your gifts, your talents, your skills, and your abilities. You're going to focus your attention. You know, you're going to have purposeful intentions. When you do all of that, you are bound to end up where I am and where so many other people are. And I just thank you for tuning into the show today. Like I said, I look forward to any comments. We still have a minute or two. If you want to call in, 347-945-7991. Please leave me a comment, a message on the dashboard or the switchboard, you know, on my page. You can leave a comment or message if you like the show, if you didn't like the show. It's up to you. We welcome all of your comments. Like I said, you know, I look forward to any comments, question, or outburst. If you want to call, if you want to contact me via the phone, I will put my number there. I do coaching. I do speaking engagements. I'll be more than glad to come do a session, especially if you're in the area. We can definitely come and do that. We can make that happen. Now, we can schedule a seminar online if you have other people. Maybe you have family members. Maybe you may have coworkers. You may have other people that you want to hear this message. Please pass this on, because if once you go back and you listen to my message, you will see I was a person that started with absolutely nothing. Nothing. Molested, raped, prostitution, been to jail, the whole nine yards. Absolutely. That was all my life was. I thought it was going to end like that. And then one day I began to apply the six parts to the secret to achieving your dream, and I ended up living my dream. And I know it works because it worked for me, and I know it'll work for you. All you got to do is put it into place, put it into action, set out with a goal in mind, have some results, have some results that you already want to see. I wanted to see the results of a degree. So guess what? The actions I took had to line up with that. Well, you have a great and wonderful night. I'm so glad again that you did tune into the show. This is only part one. I am going to be talking about this for the next several weeks because I really want to help people. I really want people's lives to be just exploding with success. And so much more we can say. There's just so much more on the show. We're about to go off the air, but again, we can't thank you. This is LaLisa J. Williams, the E-Power Coach. You see my book right there, Release Your Power. You're more than welcome to visit the website, and you can get a copy. Thank you, and have a great night. Goodbye.